From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, April 16th. Coming up, we'll learn more about efforts to legalize a psychedelic drug in Illinois to treat mental health disorders. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The U.S. Supreme Court seems ready to narrow a federal bribery law used in some big Chicago corruption cases. Dave McKinney reports.
Justices heard arguments on a bribery conviction against an ex-Northwest Indiana mayor. The outcome could affect the trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and convictions of former ComEd executives and lobbyists. Prosecutors in each case used the same federal bribery law that Justice Brett Kavanaugh now says could wrongly criminalize innocent gift-giving to public officials.
What is innocuous and what is not? And just as important, how is the official supposed to know ahead of time, oh, the $100 gift certificate's okay, but the larger one's not.
5 of 9 counts in the ComEd case and 7 of the 23 counts against Madigan involve the law in question. This is Dave McKinney.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is promoting his plan to eliminate medical debt for hundreds of thousands of Illinoisans. Alex Degman has more.
Pritzker wants to partner with a national nonprofit called Undo Medical Debt. It buys portfolios of debt at a fraction of their value, focusing on people who earn up to 4 times the federal poverty level. Pritzker says his $10 million proposal could eliminate roughly $1 billion worth of medical debt, relieving more than 300,000 Illinoisans.
It's preventing individuals and families from attaining financial stability. And research shows it's also having day-to-day impacts for all the affected individuals, like emotional distress and difficulty meeting basic needs.
A similar program specific to Cook County has eliminated nearly $350 million in medical debt so far. I'm Alex Degman.
Urbana School District 116 is set to vote today on which elementary school will become fully dual language. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
After 2 years of debate, Urbana administrators and dual language teachers won approval in January to combine their bilingual programs under one roof. They say it will help overworked teachers rely on each other and create a better environment for the growing group of English learners. They plan to add the French program into the building too. Now the problem is where? In recent months, the board has whittled down the options to Yankee Ridge or Thomas Paine. Most students at either school would have to move elsewhere. Lydia Rood is a fourth grader at Yankee Ridge. She and several others from the school asked the board to pause and write a strategic plan before redistricting students.
Instead of listening to students, parents, and people in the community, what you are doing is stressing out families, teachers, and other staff and tearing apart friendships.
Urbana hired RSP and Associates to model the options and gather feedback. The company said many asked why the board couldn't place the dual language school at Wiley. Students have already been moved out for asbestos removal, and the district plans to renovate it into a sixth grade only school. School board president Paul Pulowski says the renovations will already be expensive.
It would cost more in terms of capital budget to convert that into something large enough to support the number of students we would need in the dual language program. And it would add at least $1 million a year to our operating budget to operate 6 elementary schools again, which is something we just can't afford, in my opinion.
The board is scheduled to vote tonight. Changes would take effect in the fall with the new school year. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team has had 3 commits from the transfer portal so far this offseason. Arizona guard Kylan Boswell, Louisville guard Trey White, and Mercer forward Jake Davis have all committed to play for the Illini in 2024. Illinois forward Dane Danger transferred to Memphis, and guard Sincere Harris entered the transfer portal yesterday. The Illini look to keep last season's momentum going after making the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. Still to come, we'll learn more about efforts to legalize a psychedelic drug in Illinois to treat mental health disorders. That story is next on 217 Today.
From Masterpiece, the award-winning TV series Guilt returns to screens for its 3rd and final season. Unscrupulous lawyer Max McCall and his brother Jake face enemies old and new as they become increasingly desperate for solutions to their problems. This Scottish series is dark and funny and sure to captivate thriller fans. Friends of WILL can stream all 3 seasons now with Passport. Find out how you can get early access to shows like this by visiting will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Psilocybin is a psychedelic compound that has shown promise for treating certain mental health conditions. Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports, one Illinois lawmaker is working to legalize the drug for supervised adult use.
Justin Wiggs says he had a taste for adventure as a teen. He joined the Marine Corps after graduating from high school. At the time, the U.S. was at war with Iraq. Wigg was deployed there twice.
I knew what I signed up for, but then the reality of being sent over to go fight a war is a different thing.
When he got back, he struggled. All of his friends had college stories, but he had war stories.
And was kind of thrown into the chaos of what we call civilian life, the real world. And, you know, there's a lot of safety nets that the military provides you that, you know, all of a sudden you've got to figure that stuff out on your own.
He was never formally diagnosed with PTSD, but Wigg, who lives in Lombard, says he suffers from depression and a short temper. He tried antidepressants, but they didn't help. He says he had some success with cannabis, and that made him curious about other plant-based medicines. He decided to travel to Peru for an ayahuasca retreat, where participants consume psychedelic brews. Wigg says it really helped. He resonates with an analogy coined by a psychedelics researcher that compares the mind to a ski slope. The shift in his mindset before and after treatment felt like a fresh coat of snow.
It's like a mountain, right? Like a ski hill. Your brain gets these patterns ingrained in it, and it might not be the best way to do it, but it's the only way that you've figured out how to do it. And then after a dose or a treatment, it's like a fresh snowfall, and it covers all those tracks and gives you an opportunity to handle situations differently than you have in the past and to just look at things with a fresh perspective and a fresh set of eyes.
The idea that the brain can be rewired this way is backed by science. Dr. Joshua Woolley is a psychiatrist at the University of California, San Francisco. He's never met Wigg, but many patients in his research studies report similar experiences. Woolley studies the effects of psilocybin coupled with psychotherapy for the treatment of depression. He says there's still a lot we don't know, but the research is promising. The hypothesis is that psilocybin increases the plasticity of the brain, meaning people can start to feel unstuck from their former ways of thinking, and the effects can be long-lasting.
People can get huge improvements in their mental health. We and others have shown big improvements in depression, for example. And unlike antidepressants like SSRIs, you know, Prozac, we're talking about a single dose of this drug, and then people feel better for weeks to months.
So far, two states, Oregon and Colorado, have decriminalized psilocybin and opened up access to the drug for adults in supervised settings. A bill introduced in Illinois would follow a similar model. The bill's lead sponsor is Democratic State Senator Rachel Ventura. She says the bill would set up an advisory board to determine the best practices.
There would be licensed facilitators who would be the ones sitting with you, and they would be in a licensed service center. These are not necessarily your typical doctor offices or a psychiatrist office. Individuals would need a certain level of criteria and then go through a training program and become licensed by the state in order to do this work.
Ventura says patients will also have to meet a certain criteria and participate in a risk analysis and preparation session to see if they'd be a good candidate. Dr. Woolley at UCSF says the risk of bad outcomes are relatively low, especially when candidates are screened. But he'd prefer states wait until the drug is approved by the FDA before opening up access.
Like what they're doing in Oregon, what it sounds like what Illinois is proposing, is that it's a little bit like a pseudo FDA. It's supervised, but it's not, you can't make treatment claims because that's what the FDA regulates, but it's kind of non-specific healing. And that's a kind of a gray zone that is very challenging. These drugs are not benign. They're powerful, and sometimes people have problems.
But Senator Ventura says there's no time to waste because there's an urgent need for new mental health treatments.
We have a mental health crisis right now. We have people who are burnt out and have tried everything. They've done lots of different types of therapy, behavioral health, SSRIs, and while all of those things have benefits, for the individual that it doesn't quite cut it, those individuals are really looking for a new tool in the toolbox.
Ventura says she's made tweaks to the language of the bill in hopes of winning bipartisan support and getting this bill to the governor's desk. I'm Alyssa Eaton, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Learn more in a story from Illinois Student Newsroom at ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy and breezy with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today, contributed by Dave McKinney, Alex Stegman, Emily Hayes, Colin Highslope, and Alyssa Eaton. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.